Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and thanks for tuning in and joining us today. As always, we're talking about women succeeding in style in Atlanta and beyond. And today I have some very special guests joining me, and we're going to be talking about real estate specifically and women in real estate and what the female entrepreneur needs to know and needs to be aware of in terms of real estate and the real estate market right now. I am always interested in talking with women who come in from male-dominated fields, and I think commercial real estate is definitely an example of an industry that has long been dominated by kind of the old boys network. So I'm really excited to talk with three extremely savvy women that are doing some amazing things and to talk about what this organization, Crew, has done and is doing for them as they continue to grow and thrive. So I'm going to welcome to the Chic Perspective Show Samantha Luter of Ant Hill Communications, which is a public relations firm who does the PR for Crew, Carolyn Safford Wilson. Carolyn advises banks, companies, and individual clients on commercial finance transactions and real estate matters, and she specializes in commercial loan workouts, evaluation, and enforcement of lender rights and repay recovery. Man, and a lot of other stuff here that I could go on and on. Carolyn's the past president of Crew and currently serves on the past president's advisory committee, which is also a topic that Tanya Creekmore here also shares. Tanya is also on the past president's advisory committee. Man, this is just like a mouthful of stuff, you guys, of achievements here. Tanya Creekmore is a vice president of General Growth Properties. She is 40 under 40, Atlanta Business Chronicle of 2007, up and comers. She's, again, the president advisory committee at Crew, International Council of Shopping Centers, and also on the national board. So we're going to get both the local and the national perspective here. So Tanya Creekmore also. All right, Samantha, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Actually, I'm so excited. You've assembled a really terrific group of women here. So tell me, how did you come about Crew and get involved in really singing the PR for this great organization?
Well, I was really lucky to do this and to meet with the Crew gang. I actually started my own firm last October and went out completely on my own in probably the worst economic time to do so, but I'm having an awful lot of fun. And one of my first clients were Crew Atlanta. I met them and I was really interested in their idea of enriching women in the commercial real estate industry. I knew very little about commercial real estate and came in with really fresh eyes, which I think was something that attracted the Crew group to me, because I could come in and I could say, well, listen, why do women need help in this industry? What is it? Why do we need to have a whole organization? Why can't we do it on our own? And I remember when I first asked the group who were together, the board, the communications board on this, they looked at me and they were like, well, what do you mean?
And it's so interesting that fresh perspective that the outsider kind of comes in with and starts asking some interesting questions.
Absolutely. And since then, I've learned a lot about how it is very much an old boys institution. And we're doing an awful lot of PR and marketing, not only for what Crew does itself, which I know is what we're going to talk a little bit about, and helping to enrich women or enrich the real estate industry by empowering women, but also with the people who are in Crew and promoting them to talk about the things they do, because there are so many fascinating and really, really important women who are in Crew.
It sounds like it. I'm excited to get you to know you all better. So, Carolyn, tell me, how did you get into commercial real estate?
Well, I have been a lawyer here in Atlanta since 1993, and I became a partner in my law firm, one of the owners, in 1989. And I realized at that time I needed to not only be able to bill hours and do excellent legal work, I needed to seek out and have clients of my own. And I was discussing this with one of my good friends who said, Carolyn, I know exactly the group you need to become involved with, and that is Crew Atlanta. And since the early 90s, I've been involved in Crew, having worked for and with Crew in various vice presidential types of areas, and becoming president, and having had the chance to, through committee work, to getting to know many fascinating, dynamic, and incredibly bright women. And through Crew, I have received clients, I've received referrals, and as I was telling Samantha before we started in this afternoon, whenever my law firm, and we have 531 lawyers, sends out an email looking for someone who has expertise in a particular area, commercial real estate, retail, leasing, whatever, first and foremost, I go to my Crew directory. If it's somebody in Atlanta, I know exactly to whom to refer them, and it may be someone who needs expertise, and I have the availability of the Crew network directory to send that referral to someone, you know, across the country.
That's amazing. I mean, the power of women networking with each other and really leveraging an organization where you can create such valuable connections that are really going to make your career and your whole life that you're building here in Atlanta or wherever so much more full and satisfying, because it's all about those relationships that you're building and the people that you're filling your business world with and what you're able to do for them. So that's so neat. All right, Tanya, tell me about how you got into the world of commercial real estate, a little bit more about what you do.
Sure. In 1992 is when I entered commercial real estate, and I have worked exclusively on the retail side, leasing and managing retail assets since 1992. And currently, General Growth Properties is the company that I work for, and I am in charge of the anchor tenant leasing, securing anchor tenants for malls throughout the Southeast. And it was probably mid-90s that I got involved in commercial real estate here, or commercial real estate Crew, Atlanta. And as Carolyn said, it was a phenomenal network of women to be able to get information from, to share information from, to employ, to really enhance your leadership skills, get an opportunity to help other women entering the commercial real estate industry to enhance and advance their real estate skills and business knowledge as well. And that is what really inspired me to get on the board of Crew Atlanta and then take the next step to get on Crew Network, which is the national board, to take that over 8,000 members and really leverage that professional executives across the nation to help advance women in commercial real estate nationally and throughout North America.
So I want to ask a little bit about how you really stepped up and decided to take these next leadership steps yourself. I mean, rising through and to a national board, and what role has Crew Atlanta played in your ability to really blossom and develop personally and professionally?
You know, whenever you volunteer for an organization, this is how I always sold it internally to my companies throughout the years. It's great practice. Okay, I'm going to lead this committee. Next thing you know, you're leading a collection of committees. Next thing you know, you're on the board. Next thing you know, you're the president of the board. This is practice that you can bring back these skill sets in addition to business opportunities, but it's leadership practice that you can bring back to your company. And the next level was Crew Network at the national level. And truly, I got to a point where I saw where the national platform could make a significant difference. Truly, what Crew Network has done at the national level, the impact that it has had nationally. I mean, we give away $10,000 scholarships a year. We have a career zone, which impacts universities, teenage students, young women entering the industry. I mean, I can go on and on about the impact that we have on women in commercial real estate. It's very, very fulfilling to know that you can give back and be a part of that.
That's fantastic. All right, Carolyn, tell me a little bit more about your experience with the organization and what it's meant for you.
Well, I'd like to take just a little PS from what Tanya just said. In the world of law firms, which have, of course, historically been dominated by men, it has been a wonderful tool to be able to point at my firm, Womble Carlyle, to the the support and the advances that Crew Network has offered and supported, specifically with regard to creating greater diversity in our firm. Womble Carlyle is very much dedicated to that, and when I ask some of our folks how many women we now have in our firm, I am proud to say we have 200 out of the 530 women. And I was very pleased and proud about that. And
absolutely. That's fantastic. And it's so important. I mean, it's so nice that the business world has finally really recognized that we have to have that kind of gender balance, because women have such a unique and valuable perspective that they bring to the table. So what a wonderful achievement for the firm.
Well, I agree also with Tanya that working for, through, and with Crew has given me opportunities and others in my firm, since we're a regional law firm. Several of my law partners throughout our footprint are also members of Crew Triangle throughout, as I say, our region. And we have had opportunities to lead committees as well as participate in studies, in seminars and mentoring that provide some basis, some real structure and learning insofar as using those leadership tools are concerned, and being able to bring those back not only within our firm but also without, in connecting with clients and bringing, you know, that experience to that particular table.
Sure, that's huge. So Samantha, let's talk about a little bit more about what Crew is doing of late, and mm-hmm. what are some of the things that people should know about, mm-hmm. And what they can do to, if they're interested in finding out more about the group.
Mm-hmm. There's an awful lot of different programs that Crew is doing for younger women as well. There's the scholarship program that Tanya was talking about. There's a mentor program, which I know is fantastic for young women, but also for the people who mentor the young women. I know that there's a lot of information that goes backwards and forwards, and that's one of the things I love about Crew. It's not just about women today. I mean, we've been around nearly 30 years, but it's helping the women of tomorrow, and it's almost that thing of standing on your sister's shoulders to reach up, which I really love. There's also a lot of white papers that are being produced, and I love these because they are so solid, they are so factual. There's one at the moment that's just come out called Glass Ceiling or Sticky
yes.
Floor.
This has such an interesting title. As soon as you mentioned mm-hmm. it to me, I said, I want to find out more about that. So yeah, let's talk about mm-hmm. this white paper.
I love this the title of it, because it immediately makes you think, yes, maybe I am stuck somewhere, and what is it that's making me stuck? And Tanya's an expert on this, but I do love the way that it talks about how, particularly in economic downturns, companies will hold off on education, diversity in the group. They tend to sort of go into their shells to protect themselves as much as possible. And in doing so, is probably setting themselves up in quite a bad way for the next couple of years, because all that progress that has been made with diversity and having women in your companies, which have got so many and amazing possibilities and opportunities of having those groups in there, would all get withheld when the money gets drawn back. And so it's a fantastic time for women to take this opportunity into their own hands and develop their own careers through networking and some of the programs that groups like Crew offer. Did I miss anything with that, Tanya? Is there...
No, that was one of the significant findings. Number one, that there was not a lot of data on this particular topic.
So why is that? That there isn't research.
It clearly has not been a priority.
No one really cared to keep track up until now.
We don't know why, but we spent a significant amount of time trying to collect data, and the Glass Ceiling or Sticky Floor report basically identified that this is a big void. So what Crew has done is we took a 2005 benchmarking study that was completed and decided to do an update on that, and are underway right now in partnership with Cornell to do a 2010 benchmarking study to compare to the 2005 statistics that we uncovered. So hopefully within the next 12 months we'll be able to publish something that really gives some concrete information.
So what do you think the findings will reveal?
You know, as Samantha mentioned, unfortunately, due to the economic downturn, many, you know, corporate America and individuals are in survival mode. So programs are being cut, the diversity, the education, as she had mentioned. However, I don't know if this is positive or not, but what you're seeing is a lot more women re-entering the workforce. So we are going to see women at all levels re-enter the workforce, and that data will be very interesting to see how it unravels and what positions are these women able to obtain. Are they going to stay in the workforce, and what's their compensation? Because historically, you have seen, I think one of the statistics was, you know, women with 6 to 10 years of experience. The statistic was 17% of those women were VPs or higher, where 43% were VPs or higher. With 10 years of experience and higher, you actually had a leveling out. There was some equaling there. But then you get to the C-suite executive level position, okay, and forget it. I mean, it's 2-1 at best. So with
that's
this,
where you really hit the ceiling hard.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. There seems to be some inequality depending on your experience level. So with this influx of women re-entering the commercial real estate field, we really don't know what that will do to the data.
Right. Carolyn, you've been in the industry for a while, and you know, I'm sure you're probably familiar with the cyclical nature and what's going on just in terms of trends as far as the market goes. What do you predict the next 18 months or so to look like?
The next 18 months or so, I have a sense that we are going to see a few more deals actually being initiated and getting done. For the past year and a half or so, everything has been workout, foreclosure, lots of analysis in terms of what are people's rights when they go head-to-head on how are these transactions going to be paid back, what's going to happen.
Right, re-looking at some of the deals and having to negotiate transactions out of some deals that maybe shouldn't have gotten done in retrospect.
I think we'll learn a lot about that by looking backwards. But looking forwards, I think we are going to see, at least by the end of this year, we are going to see a bit of softening in the area of lending, that we're actually going to be seeing a few more deals getting made. I'm optimistic about that, and I hope that hopefully Tanya can help me agree on that.
March retail sales, highest that they've been in 18 months. So, yeah, we're very optimistic on the retail side, and we were hit the hardest in commercial real estate.
Right.
So. I agree.
Right. So, I mean, as we're seeing an influx of more women entering the industry, there's opportunity there, out there.
Definitely.
What are some of the things that people can do to be taking advantage of these opportunities or finding where opportunities lie for them to continue to, you know, advance?
Well, I'll take a quick stab at that. And first and foremost, I think for women to get out and connect with other people, including women, such as through CRU, to let them know that they are available, that they are what skills they bring to the table. And I think more and more in this area of where companies have retrenched and held back, I think it's an opportunity for women to offer and receive flexible work time. My firm has quite a few staff attorneys, quite a few people that work on flex time. People work from their homes. There's some opportunities for women to do that.
To kind of reclaim the balance and say,
absolutely,
hey, I know I'm good at what I do and I bring a lot of value, but this is what I'm demanding back, a flexible
and they
schedule
can actually
or that kind of balance.
Fit the need that a company or a law firm has for someone with that type of expertise.
Right.
And sure, that's key, knowing what your expertise is and being able to articulate that as value. Dollars and cents. Knowing that and being able to sell yourself as adding value, and that's where it's all at today.
Where do you think are some of the areas where women need more development or more help in order to continue to advance past the sticky ceiling?
I think a lot of it actually is what Tanya says. I think we undervalue ourselves a lot of the times. I mean, we're very good at what we do, but we don't relate that to dollar and cents. And I feel like a lot of times people will come to me and say, can you help me out with doing this? And I'll be like, sure, of course, I'd be very happy to do it. And I don't think of, well, you know, I should really be charging this. This is my livelihood and this is what I'm worth. And I think that when we devalue ourselves like that and we do things because we're women and we do care for each other and we do care for the outcome of things, it belittles what we actually provide. And I think that's one of the things that as women as a whole, and this is a huge stereotype, maybe it's just me that I need to be aware of.
No, it's something that comes up on the show quite frequently, in fact, and I think we all, it's sort of the evil side of the giving, caring, loving nature that the female embodies. There's how do you control that and make sure that you're truly claiming your value? Because at the end of the day, if you look at, you know, what are the men doing versus what are the women doing in the industry, they're not necessarily doing anything differently. It's who they're deciding to, you know, be and charge for the value that they're providing or that perspective that they're bringing to the table.
And often when a person has an opportunity to discuss their career path or compensation, men take that as an opportunity to negotiate and to sell themselves and their value, where women take that as an opportunity for being accepted or rejected. Mm-hmm. And they take it just as that, a yes or no. They mm-hmm. might get to the point where they put together a pitch for what they feel their compensation right. should be or their next role or responsibility. And if it's a no, they walk away with the tail between the legs, unfortunately. And that is unfortunate. You have to step up and sell yourself for what you really are and mm-hmm. what you're adding.
That's great advice. Absolutely. I think it's something that's really important. Well, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you all today. I want to make sure that people have a chance to reach out and find out more about the organization. What's the best website? And also, I'd like to have each of you give a website or a place where you can be reached as well, because I'm sure people would want that information. So, Sam, what's the best place for people to get more about Crew and about you?
Well, me, I'm Ant Hill Communications. I'm a PR firm here in Atlanta, and I'm at anthillcommunications.com. And I also have a blog, so I'd love if anyone wants to sort of join or follow me there. Just very basic about clients, women in the workplace, and the work that we do.
Excellent. And Carolyn?
I'm with Womble Carlisle. My law firm, and I welcome anyone to send me an email, cwilson@wcsr.com or www.womblecarlisle. And
what types of transactions and work do you do with clients, real quick?
For me, I help clients buy and sell real estate. I help commercial real estate. I help clients obtain financing or work through financing, whether that's commercial real estate or other types of assets, commercial leasing as well. And my firm, we are a one-stop shop for all types of business opportunities for clients.
Absolutely. Well, you're working on some really big transactions, and I know I would definitely want somebody like you on my team if I was engaging in such. So it's been such a pleasure having you on. And Tanya Creekmore, where can people find you if they would care to?
I can be reached by going to www.ggp.com, that is General Growth Properties website, or tanya.creekmore@ggp.com. And then the website for Crew, there's two, www.crewnetwork.org. And you can actually access the Crew Atlanta website from that network website, or the local chapter is www.crewatlanta.org.
Excellent. Okay, great. And yes, is there anything else we should know about Crew Network as far as what they're doing?
The only other thing is the social media aspect of all businesses and how it's evolving, and Facebook and Twitter, and
it's unbelievable.
I don't even know all of them.
I know.
And Crew Network is about to roll out Crew Biz, which is going to be exclusive to crew members, though. And it is meant to provide that extra connectivity for a crew member.
Oh,
and
it's a great idea.
Yeah, and we're hopeful that it'll work like some of the larger social media networks, but it's exclusive to members. That way we can connect and share knowledge and each other's expertise.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. And you all have certainly shown the value of getting connected and getting tied in with this kind of a group and the ways that you've been able to leverage it and really build powerful relationships, which leads me to our last segment of the show, which is our chic tip. I like to ask all of our guests if they would share just one tip that they've learned throughout their career path that they'd pass on if they were a mentor to another woman as she was starting off. So, Samantha, what's one chic tip, words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us?
I think mine would probably be, and we were talking about this earlier, is work smart, don't necessarily work long. And that's one thing that I've learned, that particularly having babies at home and having a life and wanting to balance everything, is just work smart, just get in there, get it done. You don't have to think about it forever and ever and go over it and over and over it, and then move on to the next thing and live your life. So that was just a quick thing that I've learned, but it saved my sanity in many cases.
That's a great one. All right, Carolyn, how about you? Chic tip.
My tip would be, don't be afraid to be the first person to say hello, to stick your hand out, to shake someone's hand and say, "Hi, I'm Carolyn Wilson. I'm with Womble Carlyle." And people are just really waiting for someone else to do that. And I've made friends and business colleagues that way. So that would be my tip.
That is a great one. All right, Tanya, how about you?
This goes with a lot of what I've already said today, is just do not undervalue yourself. And it's not arrogant to be able to explain the value that you deliver in whatever situation it is, be it personal, professional, socially, or in your internal, you know, corporate surroundings. It's okay. Stand up and make sure everyone knows why you're there and what you are delivering.
Oh, that's terrific. Man, you guys are awesome. I could sit and chat with you all day long, but our time is up. I want to thank the fabulous women of Crew for joining me today on the Chic Perspective Show, and thanks all you to listening. You can check out more past episodes at chicentrepreneur.com, and don't forget to join us on Facebook as well. We will be talking to you soon, so be on the lookout. Until next time, wishing you all chic success.